according to what you read the book, first is contact, and then Pasa Vedana. Yeah? So first, when we have contact, there is no self yet. For example, if I contact something, like I feel something painful, that time I feel I have no self. And then when I feel painful, it's still no self, but the minute I feel that, oh, I don't like this painfulness, like desire not to have it, it's feeling like more self in it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's related with the desire and the self, is always come together, or it's not always.
To some greater or lesser extent, that's it. The Madhupindika Sutta, also the teaching to Bahia, it focuses around that. In the seen, there's only the seen. In the heard, there's only the heard. There's seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. In that realm of contact and feeling, then there can be a great deal of mindfulness and clarity, and there's no sense of self that is necessarily arising. It's when the feeling conditions craving, or in the Madhupindika Sutta, where sanya conditions vitaka, the thinking, and then the thinking conditions papancha, then it's a different way of describing that same kind of grasping process. That's where the I'm feeling, I don't like this, or this is great, I want more of this. This is, I'm hearing, I'm seeing, I'm feeling, I'm thinking, I'm remembering. That gathers around what the mind does with those particular feelings. So in a way, the realm of feeling, Vedana on its own, is quite innocent. It conditions craving and papancha very, very quickly. But a lot of the development of mindfulness and wisdom is based around learning to be with the realm of feeling. So far as tradition life, there's a lot of emphasis on mindfulness of feeling. And the Dutanga practices, they're designed to limit things like food, sleep, physical comfort, shelter, all the kind of instinctual areas of our mind, our conditioning. And so the attention is brought to the realm of feeling and learning how to be mindful of feeling, aware of feeling. In forest tradition life, there's a lot of uncomfortable feeling, more than super pleasant feeling in terms of living conditions. But the ethos of that, the spirit of it, is learning to be at ease with feeling and not letting the feeling condition craving. One of the teachings about the succession of experience that is very, very significant, it's in the Anguttara Nikaya, the Book of the Tens, I think Sutta number 58, if I remember correctly. And it describes a kind of sequence of experience when there's a grounding in vijja rather than avijja. So it says, rooted in interest are all things. Born of attention are all things, arising from contact are all things, diverging into feelings are all things. So there's interest, attention, contact, so up to pasa, and conditions feeling, vedana. Then it says, headed by concentration, dominated by mindfulness, surmounted by wisdom. So samadhi, sati, panya, that's there in relationship to feeling. Then the result of that is that they yield vimutti, deliverance, as their essence, and then merging in the deathless and terminating in nibbana. So that's a different sequence. So if the mind is very awake, very aware, there's still contact and feeling, but with samadhi, sati, and panya, then the result of that feeling, even if it's a painful feeling or pleasant feeling or neutral feeling, the result is vimutti and the liberation, emerging with the deathless. Amatogada is the Pali for merging in the deathless and terminating in nibbana. That's the result of sensory experience. So in a way, it's very, very helpful format to have in mind in meditation, recognizing, oh, that's the way that it works. If there is a strong quality of wakefulness, awareness, heedfulness, then irrespective of whether it's painful feeling, pleasant feeling, neutral feeling, it leads to those liberated, peaceful qualities. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So in that shameless self-promotion, that little book of mine, Catastrophe Apostrophe, then I talk about that sutta, and there's a handy-dandy diagram of an apple tree that is a way of symbolizing that kind of process.